AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A tentative deal has been struck with Iran over which U.S. and international sanctions will be lifted and how quickly, as part of an overall agreement on Tehran's nuclear program. The AP's Bradley Clapper says it's one of the more difficult issues facing negotiators.
We've heard Iranian officials, including the Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, say they want sanctions from the West rolled back, eliminated, either immediately after a deal is signed or very quickly after a deal is signed.
Negotiators are trying to finalize that deal no later than Tuesday. Senator John McCain is warning of the consequences of moving ahead on withdrawing American forces from Afghanistan as the U.S. and the world face a continuing threat from the Islamic State group.
One thing ISIS has proven is their ability to attract young men to their banner. And we are also seeing beginnings of some foreign fighters coming into Afghanistan as well.
Afghan forces have struggled to fight off the Taliban since the U.S. and NATO combat mission officially ended last year. What happened to six women missing for months in Ohio? Officials know four of them are dead, but two others are still missing, including Diana Willett's daughter.
When she didn't call anybody at Christmas time or got a hold of us, anybody, and nobody's seen her down there in Texas, you know, that woke me up. That made me realize that, you know, something has happened to her.
Charlotte Trago has been missing the longest for more than a year. Some scary moments for riders on a Florida Ferris wheel last night. A technical crew with the Orlando Eye had to evacuate 66 stranded riders from the largest Ferris wheel on the East Coast. It took about 3 hours to get everybody off the 400-foot-high attraction. Nine people suffered minor burns last night in a fireworks accident in Colorado. A shell exploded in its tube rather than firing into the sky. This is AP Radio News. Now, it wouldn't be 4th of July without the annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest at Coney Island. Our Julie Walker is there with word on the winner of the women's division.
It was a tight race, but Mickey Sudo was able to eat 38 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. When she started, she weighed 120 pounds. Now, who knows? Sudo's technique, eating the dogs separately and dunking the buns in Crystal Light to make them soggy so they go down smoother. For her efforts, Sudo goes home with a $10,000 prize. Her closest competitor was Sonia Thomas. She ate 31 hot dogs and buns. At the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest in Coney Island, I'm Julie Walker.
At the All England Club, Roger Federer is working his way toward a chance for an eighth Wimbledon title.
I just take it as Wimbledon as such, what a huge tournament it is and what an opportunity it is. And of course, I just would like to relive those moments I have done so many times here.
He beat Australian Sam Groth in third-round play today. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Nearly home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pros' number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live. You're searching for the one. That's where Realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got them. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back, Realtor.com will have you saying, yep, that's the one. No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, cause you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2025 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings, July 2024 to June 2025.